The amount of money it costs to run county teams, and yes, you have sponsors, but there's also massive work being done behind the scenes. And people joining me now are from the Winter na Gaillimhe, Michael Birmingham, Indomul Kearns and Aidan Murray are the three men that have been elected to come in to speak to us this evening. But Michael, I'm going to ask you a question. People will say Winter na Gaillimhe, you'd often hear if a Galway team is successful at national level, the captain will may often start a Winter na Gaillimhe, which means people of Galway. But the Winter na Gaillimhe Galway GAA business partnership, can you tell me something about it?
Yeah, well, I suppose, George, the concept did come back from Joe Connolly's famous speech and the Winter na Gaillimhe into it. And it's a fantastic name, really, because it really captures what we as Galway people are about. And what we're saying to everything is, for everybody really, is that the businesses of Galway, we would like them to come on board and support the drive to bring us success at hurling or football level. And we're very lucky in Galway because we are one of the few counties that gets the opportunity to compete at the shake-up end of the championship all the time. And being from Galway like this, the lads have the details on the packages and stuff, and I think that we should be all the time aiming to be at the top. And that's what's required to get the training level.
Would I be right in saying to you what you're attempting to do here is to make this work like a pyramid level, where we're starting with a wide base and all pointing to the one direction, and the point of that pyramid is success on the field for Galway teams, but getting them there in the best possible way? Because if I look at the figures, just staggering. As you rightly say, we're one of the few dual counties really capable of competing at the business end of Gaelic football, hurling, camogie and ladies football, but also at the underage levels in those we are very competitive, and we've 16 frontline teams. The amount of work that has to be done to get them in, I would think, is huge.
Galway is a county that, we really are a county that compete at the top level in both. Like, it's a great thing to be able to say that we have, our goal is basically the top of the three in hurling and football at all levels. But as you say, that comes at a huge cost. There's a huge amount of work behind the scenes, like to generate our underage teams up along. Like we would have up to 1,300 academy players coming up, funneling in like that. You might get five or six out of each team up along that comes to the senior level. But like the amount of coaching structures, everything that's behind that is phenomenal. And the size of Galway GAA, there is no other county really that is at the same level. Like, we're the only county that's going to compete at Division 1 in hurling and football next year. And that's where we want to be. And to cost to be there, unfortunately, you're talking of fair cost and the size. We're talking about competing with the very top teams in each, be it Limerick in hurling, Dublin in football. We heard the president of the GAA yesterday. He said, we saw amateur players performing to a professional level, and to be honest, right, that's what we're trying to do in Galway. We want our players, it's all about players at the end of the day, we want them prepared as best as possible to perform at the highest level as possible when they get to Croke Park.
Also though, we've had, from an administration point of view, in the last number of years we've had to do a lot of work, especially to get our hurling underage teams into Leinster. Now, we'd have the days when we won a lot of minor titles. We might have only had to win two games. That wasn't the fault of Galway, especially in hurling. But now, the fact that we've got into Leinster, that actually puts more cost on because we have more games to play. And that, at the end of the day, is what Winter na Gaillimhe is about, is getting the best preparation for all these teams.
Absolutely, George.
Absolutely. And look, in the touchdown there, the numbers game that we're dealing with is phenomenal. I think the beauty of this, though, really is from the outset, we're talking about hurling and football, we're talking about equality, we're talking about funding all of our teams right through from the underage and putting the structures and the resources in place that's going to ensure that we have the player pathways, we have the systems in place. And most importantly, when we get up into the higher levels, we get into our under 20s, 21s, into our adult teams and our seniors, that they lack for nothing in their preparation. And it's at a different level nowadays to where it was even 10, 15 years ago. So if you don't move with the leaders like the Limericks and the Dublins, etc., you're going to get left behind. So we have to find ways of doing that. You know, everybody realises that clubs across the county have their own funding to do. And contrary to the myth that exists out there that the GAA has lots of money, as every county board will tell you, they have to be self-sufficient. They have to find ways of funding what they need to do. And this is a new way of providing X amount of funding into Galway GAA. And I think, you know, the businesses that have come on board to join this, it's a breath of fresh air to Galway. It's a new funding model. And when you just need to touch a little bit on how that model works and what it does, you know, for Galway GAA.
Yes, and like only for the last couple of weeks there, we've seen every county going for warm weather training. It's not a jolly up the lads are going for. It's because all we have to do is look at the climate we have here for the last number of weeks, the amount of matches, even in early stages of leagues, the amount of matches that are struggling to get played because of pitches. You need this warm weather training. But also what I've liked, what I've seen from the Winter de Galava emails that I've seen, is a bit of an Olympic Games in this, where we have three tiers of membership, where you have bronze, silver and gold partnerships. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, well, I suppose the idea of the gold, silver, bronze was basically that we could appeal to the different sizes of businesses. And obviously, like, there's different package, each package is separated, there's more in them. And the gold one, the cost of each package, the gold is 10,000, the silver is 5,000, the bronze is 2,500. And like inside the packages, then there's different things in there. Like, for example, in the you get access to tickets, you have match days, experiences. In the gold thing, you have a corporate day, race day, like you have Galway. You know, you have access to social media, access to our platforms, all that kind of stuff, signage, all that. But like, I suppose the big thing is that we felt that you could basically most size of business, from small to large, to medium to large, can get involved for the money.
And would I be right in saying as well, whilst you're targeting the business community, you're also giving that business community a platform to advertise themselves within the county, number one, but to be part of something that everybody wants to be at an All-Ireland final. But to get there, again, we go back to the preparation. But you're giving the business, even a start-up business, I would think you'd be targeted the bronze membership for some person that has started in business. It's a nice way of getting their name out there among the Galway sporting public.
Absolutely. And look at it. I suppose we all start out with ambitions when we're kids growing up to play for your county team, and only a select group have the ability and get there, George. That's the reality of the fact. But there are so many other ways of contributing, whether it's through the clubs, through the county board administration, but again through funding as well. And this provides so many people with that system, and it's an equal opportunity system whereby they can support Galway GAA and make a meaningful contribution into the preparation of our teams. And Enda touched on it. Look, there's no better feeling than being on Jones's Road on All-Ireland final day. We need to ensure that we're there more often and that we're more successful when we're up there. And in order to achieve that, you've got to resource it, you've got to fund it. And thankfully, businesses have come on board. They do see the benefits of it. There is a benefit to them as well, George, you can see in the packages, but ultimately it is a funding model and they are giving back to their community and to Galway GAA. And in most cases, you know, all these people, they'll be at the games, they're true Galway supporters, and they now have a means of actually making a direct contribution into how Galway GAA performs.
One in particular that I, of course, with my love of horse racing, I see every year on the Tuesday of race week. But I love to see that Galway are claiming back their own festival, because for many years our lovely neighbours in Tipperary have been coming to fundraise in Galway. But it's something that the Galway Supporters Club and the Tribesmen Supporters Club started a number of years ago. But these are the type of events that you're also, for the gold package, you buy into.
Exactly. And like, from a business perspective, obviously they're there as a business, and there's other business there, and they can network with each other. It's a fabulous day out. Yourself gives loads of tips, George, and we sometimes we win or sometimes we don't, but anyway, and like, you know, but you can use it. It's up to the businesses really how they use it. As I say to businesses, like, you can go yourself, you can set, you can give it to customers, you can do it with suppliers, you can use it as a prize. Like, it's your property. Like, you can, you, it's a corporate day for Ting people. It's up to you who you want to send. It's not, you know, there's no define that you have to give it up front. Mm-hmm. Like, so exactly. And like, we have a golfing day out, we have match day experiences. Like, so, like, there's a lot you can use it for. And I would always say it's how the business uses it, they can probably get more out of the package.
The message you're getting across, I would think, is that we all know of the golf days, and everybody has a golf, and it's normally these, when one thinks back in memory, if we advance into the latter stages of national championships, or we'll have a corporate fund, we need to get it. The idea behind Winter de Galava, I'm getting, is that this has been done with the expectation that we will get there, and the only way we can get there is the funding that will make sure that these teams are the best prepared.
Yes, and I suppose on that as well, George, we owe a great debt of gratitude. We launched this last year with a great launch in the Galmont, and we got 33 members to come on board between gold and silver. We didn't have a bronze package last year, and those businesses deserve great credit, because essentially they took a punt on us. Could we deliver against what we had offered in the packages? I think we've managed to do that, and the testimony is that we've over a 90% renewal rate at this point in time for the year ahead. We're also here to get new businesses on board, but you're absolutely right. It is very easy to come on board of something on a winning team, but it takes great courage and commitment to back that team up front. Put your name down on the table, do the hard work, and that's what these businesses are doing by backing us up front and giving us and giving our Galway teams a better chance of being in Croke Park.
And then, would I be right in saying that the thought process behind the bronze package is to give businesses, like what we said, start-up businesses, exactly, or something that's a homegrown? We all see businesses in, we're a huge county geographically, and there are businesses in every corner of Galway or little village or whatever, but that business probably could be employing 20 to 30 people. That is a massive input to their local community. The likes of those businesses get that opportunity as well.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that's, you hit the nail on the head. That's the reason for the bronze package. It gives the opportunity for the smaller business or the new business to get involved, and hopefully they can grow with the Galway brand. And you obviously you can move between the packages if you want. Like, it depends on circumstances in the business each year. Like, so you, opportunities knocks for different things at the time, but like, from a Galway point of view, I suppose you go back, I always go back to the Muinsir na Gáilíomhna, and you look at the logo, you see the map of Galway, you see the hurl, you see the ball. Like, this is part of what we are. This is our heritage. Like, it's handed down. And like, my thing from a business perspective, when you're successful in life, you might want to give back some way. And like, the feeling of being in Croke Park on All Ireland final day with the help of God, and we are lifting the Sam Maguire or the Liam McCarthy, and you can feel sitting in the sand, you know, I give a small little bit of a hand to that, that we, you know, that you have that kind of ownership feeling, that like, you know, there was something that I gave today, might have been a little bit of a help along the road. And like, as Aidan said earlier on, every young kid's dream that ever played sport, pick any of them, like, if it's a GAA person, he wants to play for his county, it's, you know, and like, that's the ultimate. Like, and you give kids great memories, and you're handing it on, like, and like, it was handed on from generations before, and it's up to us now to develop it on for, from a further point of view.
If we have a business listening to us tonight, how do they get in touch with you?
So there are a number of ways, George. So you'll be putting a link up afterwards, you know, on Galway FM of the show here tonight. Yes. They can click onto that, and we'll be putting our phone numbers on that. But if they go through any of the social media channels, and you've seen from our numbers there on the social media, which is a huge part of the offering to some of the packages, we have a huge reach. You know, we've got over 200,000 viewers across the three different platforms.